Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cash chilling as usual with my man Father Time. Father Time, what's good, good sir?
What's cracking, Doc?
I'm chilling like we always do. I'm good, Butter. Butter, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, we chilling, we chilling, we chilling. Janae, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're holding it down, baby. We're holding it down. This is, man, got a thunderstorm going on out here.
Yes.
Damn.
Hey.
Okay. This is
all. Thunder and light.
What's happening, delightful? Hello?
Hello?
What's going down?
Oh, what's happening?
Chilling on the patio, watching the rain.
Somebody need to turn their TV down. Please. Thank you.
Ain't nobody
so what's the business,
who it
was. I don't know who it was, but... They turned it down, so that's all that counts.
Yes, that's a good thing. So, yeah, I was wondering how's everybody's weekend go?
Well, I worked mine away.
Yeah, it's been pretty hot up here. And I didn't do too much of nothing. I've been lazy all weekend. I need a workout.
I would. Except for that.
Mine sucks, so. My whole week has been just horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean.
It's just. It's been pretty bad. It's been pretty rough around these parts. But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna let it stop the party, though. The party gotta go on.
That's why we come to Sin City, the party. Take it off our mind, right?
There you go. Well,
all right, let's...
I'll run it with some hoes for the weekend.
I seen that. Oh, did you enjoy yourself?
Let's just say I'm glad it's over.
What did you do?
Well, you know, my man, because he entered himself in his like little rap show. And it, oh man,
it was
you
all
know
bad.
You know how you just when you just constantly like. I mean, you got, okay, like me and you, we got different ideas, but then it's just like our ideas just constantly clash. It was just a constant clash the whole weekend. Then once we finally got to the show, it just really just blew up from there. And it was just horrible. What now I think we got, Ms. Pimp, what's happening?
Good morning. Good
How
morning.
You doing? How you doing?
Well, I didn't catch the first 5 minutes, but I'm just gonna listen. I just wanted to jump in and say hello.
Oh, okay. So you know what? And let me ask, Delightful.
Yes.
How'd your group do? Because we left.
How did what group do?
The group you, Gary did, Underground.
In all honesty, you know, I don't listen to that type of music, so I really can't be boisterous on my opinion about it, but out of everything that I listened to while I was there, they did the best. They
wow.
The club got turned up. Now, I don't know what was really said in the songs and whatnot, but, you know.
Well, you couldn't understand the words? Y'all couldn't understand the words?
I mean, I could some, and I couldn't, but it seemed like the DJ was having, like, a bunch of technical difficulties, for one. Two, there were people performing prior to them that you didn't even know they were performing. I mean, it was like a big group around them, and you was trying to distinguish if it was the radio playing or it was someone rapping. I mean, it was interesting, to say the least.
So it wasn't just us who music got fucked up.
If you actually look at the video on my page, they had to when. Britney's husband went on. They had to keep telling them to cut the sound down or cut the music down and play it back. And it finally got right, probably after like 4 minutes, and then it carried on.
Well, I don't feel so bad now. Well, other than
but
that,
I enjoyed myself.
Other than that, I mean, it was an all right weekend. I mean, you know. Now, okay, I know we would be hard-pressed if we didn't speak upon the events that happened last week, especially about, oh, boy, I know, you know, we don't normally get into that, but it's just like, I just got to ask, do anybody believe that story about this guy just coming up shooting these police officers?
Why wouldn't you believe it?
You don't think that...
I don't believe it.
You don't think that was, like, orchestrated?
Orchestrated? I mean, you got 5 dead cops. Who would orchestrate that?
Oh, the government.
You don't. So you think it's
wow,
the government?
Wow, I didn't even think that deep about it.
Okay. Can I give you my reason behind that first before? I mean,
please do
now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have the young man that got killed in Baton Rouge, right? You do agree that that man was killed in cold blood, right?
Right.
I do.
Okay. You also had a young man in Minnesota. Get killed, what, the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do believe he was killed in cold blood too, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
What?
Wow. Okay. You had two.
I'm here. I'm here. So. Go ahead.
Okay. You had two young men who was pretty much just modern day lynched. I mean, I don't know how you look at it, but that's the way I'm looking at it, along with a lot of other people that feel like those two men were just lynched. They were just killed for no apparent reason. Now, even with the nation in an uproar. Even the little gangbangers and knuckleheads and whatever you want to call them, even they were in an uproar. Everybody had, and I mean, I'm going to tell you like this, dog. My mind, no, I'm not finna run out and kill no cop. But yeah, I held my gun extra tight that day. When the young man got killed in Minnesota, dude, I was hot. I was on fire. I'm like, man, now that was just a senseless killing. And you had all these young men, older men, grown men. You had all these black men ready to do something. Dude, tension was at an all-time high. Now, just hit me out on this. Everybody wanted to kill a cop. Everybody wants to kill a cop. Everybody, motherfucker, police pulled me over, I'm shooting. Fuck that. That was the mentality everybody had. Now, we had this quote unquote peace rally, and all these cops get shot. Now, only thing that you kept hearing was, that's what they get. Cool. Now, somebody finally done it to them. A motherfucker felt some form of justification. And if you notice, everybody simmered down after that. Wasn't nobody as mad as they was the day before, because everybody felt like they've been justified.
And it still ain't no justice.
No, it's not. It's not.
No,
it's not all it
all.
Was in my eyes. It was the government trying to pull a wool over our eyes. Okay, if we do this, what you rather do? You rather lose five cops, or you just want to have a whole nation just killing cops all, or just randomly? I mean,
I,
it serves its purpose, if you ask me. You said what?
I heard you not. Now I want you to hit me. Excuse me. First of all, I don't really believe the government got anything to do with it. I mean, why these particular five cops? Out of all the cops in the country, why would you pick these five? And then all five of them, you know, they all got families and shit, kids and all that good shit. All right.
Wasn't
of
one
all,
of them a Ku Klux Klan member? Found to be.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Second of all, true enough, everybody was upset. Everybody wanted to go shoot cops. But let's be realistic. 99% of the motherfuckers that said they're going to go shoot a cop, not going to go shoot a cop. You're just speaking out of anger. 99% of motherfuckers ain't going to shoot a cop. So you're not going to have as many cops dying as you think. Because it's easy to say, yeah, motherfucker pulled me over, I'm shooting. That's real easy to say until you get pulled over. Then let's see what you really do.
Dude, do you see what these little dudes are doing out here now? These little dudes shooting at police.
Take each other.
No, seriously. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but these little dudes been shooting at police like it's nothing. These little dudes is not. I think the one thing that you lack to realize, these little boys, and I'm not talking about us. I'm not talking about our generation. I'm talking about the younger generation. They're not scared of the police. They have no fear. Now,
that's why they're getting smoked.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that if they have no fear, and you get somebody, one person in the right frame, I mean, somebody to get these boys to channel their anger towards the police and not each other,
Oh, that's total anarchy.
I mean, think about this guy. What is his name? Ratney? He shot up the cop's house and car. No shame. I hate cops. With a Black Lives Matter shirt on. Why he did?
Well, I mean, like I said, that's that 1%. That's that 1%. I'm talking about the 99% that say they gonna go out and do it, and it's just talk. You know what I mean? Most motherfuckers
that's
gonna go do something ain't gonna tell you. They just gonna go out there and do it, like the dude that killed the cops. He just went out and did it. He didn't tell nobody. Just went out and started shooting cops.
Have you been looking at the news?
I watched this shit all week.
Man, these little dudes is tearing these cops' asses off. They is not playing.
Okay, well, you missing my point. I say 1%.
That's not
1%. Of the motherfuckers that they're gonna do is gonna do it.
No, see, and you missing
but
my
I mean,
point.
You had
it's
the
not
whole
just
country.
1%. No, it is not 1%. It's just shoot. This not man. This whole generation, they have no fear. Now they crazy as cat shit and. I mean, they had half of them act like they ain't got no home training, but they have no fear. Man, I sit there and I look at, I mean, every time I look on the TV, it's one of these little motherfuckers that then got in the shootout with the police. Dude, that shit was just like.
Yeah, but what is that saying, though, dude? I mean, actually, think about what you just said. What is that saying?
What you mean, what is it saying? That's saying that they're not scared.
Well, I understand that, but what is that saying about us as a people? So all our young motherfuckers, these little young motherfuckers going out shooting police and all this shit, how are we going to reproduce? We getting too old to have babies. We need the young motherfuckers to have babies. But they dumbasses out here shooting at the police.
I don't think you're understanding
what I'm saying, man.
I don't think you're understanding my point. I think you're just saying yourself.
You saying these young
motherfuckers. No, I don't think you do
crazy.
Because
you're saying these
young
motherfuckers out here doing this and that, doing this, doing that.
My whole point of that was okay, now everybody's at a calm now. I mean, it's not as tense as it was because everybody feels justified. They feel like those five cops that lost their lives, good. That's what the fuck y'all got. I feel justified. I mean, it's a bigger problem than what that is, but I think that the government played on people's intelligence with it. You really think that the government ain't capable of killing people or getting, okay, you get a sniper. This dude, come on, man, this dude was 25. This dude, even, I done heard some of the most professional people come on there like, man, for him, he didn't get that training in no motherfucking in the branch of the service he was in. And they conveniently blow him up.
Well, I'm not a conspiracy theory, so I think that motherfucker woke up, said, I'm going to kill some cops today, and went out and killed some cops. Sorry, I don't believe in that government conspiracy shit. I just don't.
Well, you don't believe in a lot of shit, but a lot of shit tends to be true.
That's in your eyes.
I mean, no, it's not just in my eyes. I ain't the only motherfucker to think like this.
And I'm not the only motherfucker to think like I think. You see it one way, I see it another way. We can talk to them. We can call somebody up randomly right now, and they'll probably see it a totally different way.
I mean, it is what it is.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. So I don't believe in that conspiracy shit.
So you said something about the guy in Minnesota. You think he deserved that?
I don't think nobody deserved to get shot like that. But according to old girl, she changed her story twice already. She changed her story twice on the Facebook.
Okay, but my thing is, regardless of what her story is, judging from the video and you didn't see the shoot happen, what would have made that okay? If he didn't pull his gun, what would have been? I mean, even in that case, I don't really think it's justifiable. I don't do the life for life. I think it's justifiable, period.
Well, not only that, but she, calm as calm could be, she was adamant about saying, no, you asked him, he did what you told him to do. She was adamant about that. So I'm more apt to believe that he just got shook and just pulled the damn trigger. He unloaded. He didn't just shoot. He unloaded.
Oh, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think the police should have shot him. I mean, not four times. And then they didn't even call an ambulance while the man bled to death. Nobody, she too busy taping. He shook, and neither one of them in that car, the cop or the girlfriend, thought to call an ambulance. She too busy trying to record every damn thing, and he shook the fuck up.
I mean,
that man sat there for 4 minutes. He sat there 4 minutes, and now nobody called the ambulance for him. He said he bled to death because nobody called the ambulance.
The ambulance
was
gonna get there in 4 minutes.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. If
they
got there in time or not, nobody called.
I don't think I would have been that time in that situation, but I for one applaud her because it could have went totally the opposite way with a child in the car. So. Calm or no calm, ambulance called or none. Hey, she all right? Bye.
Well, somebody from his family needs to tell her she needs to shut the fuck up because she's fucking it up for this man. She said one thing on the video. She said one thing on the video, but then when they interviewed her on the news, she said something totally different. Now the man had.
But it didn't.
He's supposed to have a concealing carry. He's supposed to have a concealing carry. Okay, the rule is if you get pulled over and you carrying, you're supposed to let the officer know, I have a permit and I'm carrying. What do you want me to do? That's the rules. That's the rules, right? She said that that's what he said. He went to reach for his wallet and the police started shooting.
While recording, she said that.
Right, this is what she said on Facebook. On the Facebook, she said that he had a conceal and carry, and he's carrying his gun. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, as soon as you tell the police that, he's going to take you out of the car. He's going to tell you to keep your hands up, and he's going to take you out of the car. This happened to me. He's going to take you out.
But he's clearly in a seatbelt. He didn't even get that far.
Yeah,
he was asked
to
get his information, and he didn't even get that far because he was still in his seatbelt.
Right. Exactly. So did the man really say he had a concealed carry? I don't know. She got on the news.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is that she was adamant about saying he did what you told him to do. You told him to get that information. We went to reach, and he got shook and shot the shit out of him.
Okay, I believe that. I believe what you just said. The cop
what did
got
she say
the
on
cop
the interview?
Shook. On the news, she said, this is exactly what she said on the news. She said he told the police asked for his wallet. As he was reaching for his wallet, he told the police that he has a concealed carry and he has a gun. Police shot him. Okay, this is what she said on the news. Now, she didn't say that in the Facebook. In the Facebook, she said he told the cop at the very beginning that he had a concealed carry. But on the news, she said he told him as he was reaching for his wallet. So I think you're reading way too much into that.
And you got to understand that she's in a situation and she's already in shock while she's recording, calm or no calm. I think you're taking that too far, you're stretching that too far from what she said in the video and what she said in the news. You're stretching that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She needs to shut the fuck up. And second of all, I mean, let's be honest.
Right
damn,
now,
dog.
The Louisiana dude got, the Baton Rouge dude got shot, right? So they sending word out to all the police. Come on now, we can't just be out here shooting motherfuckers. We have to have a reason. We can't just, everybody know this shit's about to blow up. People already mad because this dude got shot, and then you kill another black man the very next day? Come on, they just sent word out to every cop in the United States. We cannot be out here shooting motherfuckers for no reason.
But you can't, okay, you sent the message out, but, okay, I sent the message out. You can't control a motherfucking action. My uncle is the police chief in Allen County right now and is stepping down as of next month for this very reason. He can't control everything, and then when it's all said and done, the shit falls back on him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now you just said something. You said that, all right, the very next day they killed another black man, and they told him, okay, we can't be shooting. Why would they tell him that? What would make them tell him that?
Because the dude in Baton Rouge was straight out murdered. He was murdered.
Okay.
Now, there is regardless, no reason for him to get shot.
Regardless of what you say, I mean, because to be honest with you, dog, you're the first person, period, whether male or female, that feel like that old boy brought it on himself. But
true,
that's neither here nor there.
I never once said that.
You said it wasn't justified. I mean, you said it was justified. You don't think that man was
justified?
Father Time didn't say it was justified. He said it was a likely chance, more so to say that he could have asked for it. He didn't say it was justifiable.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, I've been pulled over with a gun, and my situation, from the way it was brought to me, that none of that even happened. The cop took me out of the car. Long as he saw my hands, he took me out of the car. He took the gun off of me, and then we talked. He didn't ask me for my license or ID. As soon as I said I got a gun, he said, "Okay, I need you to get out of the car." I said, "I got a concealed carry. I'm carrying right now. What do you want me to do?" He said, "I need you to get out of the car. Show me your hands and get out of the car." Got out of the car. He took the gun, and we talked. That was it.
That was a good day for you.
I didn't say he didn't ask me.
Ain't
once I said I got a gun, he didn't ask me for ID. He didn't ask me for my wallet. He didn't ask me for no ID, nothing. He said, "I need you to get out of the car." That's what I need you to do.
That's a smart cop versus a dumb cop.
Okay, and so even if he didn't say it at first that he had a gun and they got caught, you know, with speeding or whatever, and then he realized, "Oh, man, I got my gun," regardless if he said it first or if he said it later.
Okay,
Janine, let me give you a scenario.
Hold on, man, before you do that. Livingston, what's up?
Hey, everybody.
You got like a fan or something going on?
I'm in the kitchen, cooking. That's why I was
just saying, we just heard a little background, that's all.
Yeah, I was in the kitchen.
All right, Janine, let me give you this scenario. Okay, hold on for a second. Let me get a scenario to Janine right now. All right, Janine, you're the police. You're a cop. You pulled me over. Okay, you asked for my ID and all that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I'm reaching for my wallet, I tell you I got a gun. As I'm reaching for my wallet, what are you going to do? You going to let me grab my wallet?
Then I'm going to try to say, if that's at that time, I will probably say, "Okay, don't reach for your wallet. Just go ahead and step out the car and let me do it or whatever. Let me get tell me where the gun at." I mean, but you don't know the timing. You weren't there. Nobody was there. that's not the same cop, and that's why I keep telling people, why do people keep trying to make their story be somebody else's story? Every cop is different, just like every black person is different, just like every white person is different. We're all human individuals. And we all got our own way of doing things. And regardless, he was wrong.
I agree. I think they both was wrong for not calling the damn ambulance for the man. He was sitting there bleeding out like a motherfucker, and nobody called the ambulance. Nobody.
You know what, dog? Seriously. Now, all right, man. This is something
that we changed the topic. Yeah.
I just gotta say this. I gotta say this, and I'll be through with it. This girl just witnessed her boyfriend get shot 4 times. Now, you saying, well, she's sitting there holding the phone. Saying that. But at the same time, she got a little kid in the back seat. You can't tell me if you that close to somebody getting shot, you ain't terrified. Dude, I can't even fathom what that girl was going through. I'd have been next to people when motherfuckers just was shooting at them. I done seen motherfuckers get shot before. I mean, no. Honestly, you're not thinking about calling the ambulance. Because believe it or not, she looking at this motherfucker dying. He died. He was dying. He wasn't coming back from that. And I mean,
it doesn't matter, man.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter, man.
I don't know. I think I would have been too shook to get on Facebook Live, too, though. Shit. I would have been fucked
exactly.
up.
Exactly. That's my whole point right there. Her first thought was, let me record it instead of
let me call
the ambulance and then record it.
You talking like she said it.
Well, you know what? I'm not feeling none of that. I'm saying you don't never know what the hell you're going to do until you're in a situation.
Exactly.
And I mostly applaud her for having the sense to even do that to see what was going on. Because I've been put in a situation where it don't matter what the hell I say. You know, if I could have recorded, whether it was audio or video, you know what I'm saying, that would have told my story. And it was against a police officer. You know what I'm saying? It was definitely against a police officer. So I applaud her. And as calm as she was, she got all the information that was needed to prove her point. Had she not done that, you know, the story would have been completely different. It would have just been something that she said, as opposed to, I mean, you hear him saying fuck, like he fucked up. He knows it. You know what I'm saying? He absolutely knows that. And she got that. She got all of that.
All of that.
So I applaud
her for
that.
If you with me and I get shot, call the ambulance.
The ambulance
was called. Please call the ambulance for me. Call the ambulance for me.
Delightful. Ain't about to call the ambulance. Ain't about to be on Facebook Live. I agree. I applaud her. But I would have been stuck. I'm serious. I think I would have been stuck. Just like stuck. What a doubt is that.
Wow. Please call the ambulance.
Through my mind at first is my child, so I would have been just up.
Well, look, we can get off the subject, but just let me say this. I'm just saying, she's been on the news like 10 times here. She's on the news damn near every day, and I'm
where
just
you at
saying.
By the time?
I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting the story right off the news every day. It's something different every day. All I'm saying is his people need to tell her to shut the fuck up because she is changing the fucking story. She is changing shit up. First, in Facebook, she said, he told the cop that he had a gun, and the cop asked for his wallet. He started reaching for his wallet, and the police started shooting.
I've been on here for a minute.
On the news.
And y'all ain't
acknowledge me. Okay, so I need to say something. By the time I hear what you're saying, okay, but at the end of the day, whenever you get through with it, the Facebook footage was live right then, right there when the shit was happening. So no matter what the hell she said on the news that changed the story, you can't change the live footage right there when it was happening.
But the footage, what did the footage show? What did the footage show? The footage showed the cops shook up and this man bleeding to death. That's what the footage showed. They didn't show what happened at the beginning.
Okay.
So, I mean, what can you really learn from the footage?
That woman didn't.
Nobody knows what happened but him and the cops.
When she put it on Facebook and she was filming live, somebody called 911. Somebody called the ambulance. And I feel what you're saying, that she didn't do it. But I agree with, I think it was Delightful or Steph or Janine or Kaz or whoever said it. You don't never know.
Well, I'm saying the police didn't call in. I'm saying neither one of them called the ambulance is what I'm saying.
The police called the ambulance. But it doesn't change the fact that you don't know what you're going to do in a situation until you're faced with it. He froze. She was on, you know what I'm saying? If she hadn't captured it on Facebook, it would be yet another story where they get to change it. They get to flip it into what they wanted into this, that, and the other. That woman did a good thing. I mean,
liquor store, he can still do that. Because the footage doesn't show anything.
I just got a message, dog. It was told to ask you one question. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow, dog. I never thought you would think like that in a million years.
Think like
I never did.
What am I thinking?
I never thought.
I'm not saying the police was justified for killing the man. All I'm saying is somebody should have called a damn ambulance for the man. That's all I'm saying.
But in light of everything that's been happening and going on since, let's go back to fucking Trayvon, or we can go back before Trayvon. In light of everything that's been going on, you know what I'm saying, the best thing that she could have done was to get on Facebook so we could see it right then and right there. I mean, I don't know what I would have done to me, but all I'm saying is you sitting up there acting like, you know, this shit wasn't wrong, and it was wrong. Whenever you get through with it,
I don't believe it was right. Why do y'all keep saying this?
I never once said the police was right
or none of that. All I'm saying is somebody should have called the ambulance for the man. That's all I'm saying.
Call it what you want.
But all I'm saying is, if I get shot and you with me, call a fucking ambulance.
Don't shoot me, sir. Don't shoot me, please, sir. Don't shoot me, master.
Oh, shit.
We ain't going back to that. So sorry. Because white people, when they get pulled over, fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck you. And fuck your mama. They say all that kind of shit to the police. And I ain't seen no bullet in their ass yet.
Damn.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something else that's going to make everybody call me an asshole or call me whatever you want to call it. But if you look it up, there's more white people killed by the police than black people. That's a fact.
Oh, Lord.
And you know what's also a fact?
We are a smaller percentage
than the white people that's in the United States. So when you compare, you can't compare how many have been killed to our rate because it's less of us.
Well, in all honesty, and I hate to be the one to say this, okay, but he served in the military, so he got his point of view, and we got ours. We're never gonna meet eye to eye on that. You know what I'm saying? We're never going to meet eye to eye on that. because he's looking at it from a totally, in my own personal opinion, he was looking at it from a totally different standpoint than regular civilians, because none of us never served in the military. So what do we know? You know what I'm saying? And if that's not how you're looking at it, then that's what you need to claim, because you sound ignorant as a black man otherwise. Well?
No, so now I'm not black because I don't know. I'm not saying
no,
that.
I didn't
I'm
say
not saying
that you
what y'all want to hear.
No, I didn't say that you weren't black. What I said, and I quote, is that you sound ignorant as a black man. That's what I said.
So I'm okay.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Okay, I'm not getting the ignorant.
I'm
what statement? Based on what statement?
Based on how he sounds, period, and the fact that, well, why didn't nobody do this and why didn't nobody do that? But I can almost guarantee, based on being on this show for almost 4 years, that he hasn't been in a situation where a motherfucker was dying right next to him and he had the opportunity to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? If we
that's
that
what I'm talking about. See, people talk, but they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, okay, I
don't
know.
You my history, sweetheart.
You absolutely right. I don't.
I
but
don't
if
get
that's
on the show talking about what I don't. You don't know my history, sweetheart.
I don't need to know your history.
So, well, you should learn my
history.
And
I'm not your sweetheart. You should learn what's going on in the world before you get up here hollering about what somebody should have done. Because at the end of the day,
you know what?
Okay, well, look,
let me ask you this.
When you was in that situation where that bike gang came up to you because you had on your jacket, did you freeze or did you do what you thought you would do? Okay, that's my
point.
What
the fuck
you
expect
me
to do?
Exactly.
What the fuck you expect somebody else to do?
They going through a situation, so they're not thinking necessarily the most rational thing. They're thinking to do the best thing that comes to their mind. Perhaps this woman's life is Facebook.
That was the most
so
rational
it was her
thing
first, but it was her first instinct because perhaps she's one of those people.
I'm talking about me. You talk about me now.
Okay, but what I'm saying, but when you were faced with that situation, you didn't stand up and you didn't fight and you didn't pull your motherfucking gun. You said, God damn it, it's a radio show. I ain't mean no harm. That's what you did.
No,
that's
not what I
nigga, I've been on this show. Don't tell me. Don't do that, because we can go back.
Woo-wee.
And I ain't been on here in a minute,
one,
so you
two,
know
three,
I had
four,
guns
five,
blazing.
Six, seven. Well, maybe there's a reason why you
count
ain't been on here.
Well, you wasn't necessarily the only one in control of that.
Well, I can control it tonight, but you don't know what the fuck you're talking
well,
about.
Well, if
you...
You
need to back up off me.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
I know what I'm talking about based on what you
okay,
shared
okay,
on this show.
Okay,
I know what I'm talking about based on what you shared on this show.
Hold on now, Let's go to a song.
You know what?
We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back.
Let's go. When I got you, ain't no stopping.
okay, okay, with every little thing you do, as long as it's me and you, every moment is a, is a, is a.
It is torn with your weather, as long as we stick together, no way to find a way.
Mama hit the gas on him. The mother girl, she just laughed as I passed on him. Mixed a little bit of sass with a little bit of class, and the fact that them legs had an ass on him. She been watching for a while. I've been caught up in a smile, trying to comment on her style. Had me sprung and unconscious on the howl, thinking vows, hands in hand together, walking down the aisle. She said she know about giving up and losing hope when the going starts getting tough. Had enough, and it feels like you're getting crushed. Kinda hard to stand when your plan's barely sitting up. Okay, don't worry, boy, I got you. Please believe it's not we if it is not you. And not because I have to, because I want to. You're going all the way, and ain't nobody can stop you. But you wanna rock with me? Head it straight to the top, let's go. Okay, okay, with every little thing you do, as long as it's me and you, every moment is a, is a, is a.
Any storm, any weather, as long as we stick together, no way to find a way. I'm good, you, I'm good, you, baby. Anything, anything you want to do.
Opinion, but name calling is not necessary. Nobody needs to be called a name. Nobody needs to be said nothing. Your opinion is your opinion. You can have 100 of them. But when you name call, I mean, we all grown here.
I said change the subject 10 times.
Hey, shut up.
I'm just saying. I knew it was going.
All right, so how about those cubs?
How about those?
I got a question, though. I have a question for the everybody. Should a man be able to have some say-so about what a woman wears, his woman wears in public?
Yeah.
Yes.
How much of a say so though?
If he's not, if he's not with her.
What?
I think if he is with her, then anything goes. If she's going out by herself or with her girlfriends or whatever, then I think she might have a little bit of say so. That's just my own personal opinion and how I conduct myself.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, they got 15% overall with me.
15%? Yeah, you mean 15%. I mean, well, hold on. I mean, because, okay, well, let's just go like this. Okay, if you're going out, you know what I'm saying, and you finna put something on that you know that I'm not going to like, I mean, would you really wear it?
Say what now?
Okay, if you you put something on. You put something on, and I'm like, okay, you know that I'm going to be like, that's too revealing.
probably not, but okay, so check this out. So what was that? What night was that? The fucking whatever at the club. What I had on, would that be okay, appropriate to wear, quote unquote, alone?
You talking about what you wore the other night? What I saw you in?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had on some pants and a
shirt. Correct. Okay. But yeah. Okay, now I know some men that is inappropriate to wear alone. So therefore, you got 15% with me because, as you can see, I was alone. Well, somewhat alone.
I mean, okay. All right, now you know if you got a motherfucker dress on, as soon as you bend over your ass on the show out, or it's going to pop out, or you know that you titties going to fall out and all that shit. Come on now. You know I'm not going to approve of that.
If I'm... I'm just on hush.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, so you feel like, okay, you could just... I mean, it's just cool to wear whatever you feel like wearing.
For me, yes, because one, I don't wear shit like that. So, I mean, I feel like it shouldn't be stipulated to me. But if you met her like that, then you shouldn't have no say-so later on. My ass.
Because I got some outfits that I would wear with my guy, but I wouldn't wear without my guy. So like I said, that's just, you know, that's just me. And I got a bunch of rules that are all right with my guy, not all right with my, you know, without him. So I feel like, okay, if I got something, okay, like I got a romper, but the romper is, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty
romper.
Short. Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck a romper is.
It's one piece. It's the one piece that you just pull up over yourself, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
And with certain outfits, it's okay to wear a bra. It's okay to wear, or not wear a bra, I'm sorry, or it's okay to go without underwear. You know what I'm saying? So, if I'm wearing a romper, I'm going without a bra, without panties. That's what it is. But I feel like if I'm with my dude and he like, you know what I'm saying, shit. Let's step out. If I'm with him, then okay, no problem. But I'm not going to go out like that without him. If I'm without him, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be covered up because, shit, I'm a lady and I got to do. That's, you know, how I feel.
Okay, am I the only woman in America that feels like not wearing panties is like the most awkwardest, uncomfortablest, craziest shit ever?
Not wearing panties is okay depending on your outfit. I think we went into this. This is underwear etiquette 101. Certain outfits you shouldn't wear panties with. In my
opinion. Well,
don't buy that.
I can't go uncovered. Now I got a string that's barely noticeable. You know what I'm saying? But I mean I'm just a little moist down there. It just
that was my comment. I'm like, I stay, you know, moist. So how am I gonna go? I look like I'm sweating in between the legs. I really wouldn't be able to do that. I'd have to have something to catch that moisture.
Well, my pussy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get this right.
So.
Let me get this right. Y'all walk around just leaking all damn day. That's what y'all telling me.
That is what panty liners are for.
I understand that. So it's like, I mean, once again, without the panty liners on the panties, y'all just walking down the street just leaking.
I mean, hey.
It is what it is. Huh?
Some of us stay ready so we don't
moist
have to get
moist,
ready.
You know.
And well,
okay.
I got a pretty moist spot, but my pussy is what I like to call dick activated. That motherfucker ain't really finna let loose until she's been penetrated. You know what I'm saying? I could be as freaky as I, like, you know what I'm saying? You be with your dude and you like, you know, you just look over at him or you smell him or, you know what I'm saying, you look at him in his hat or fucking whatever it is.
And you just be like, damn, I could suck that nigga's dick right now. Yeah, I get a
okay,
little
but
bit voice. But I'm not going to start dripping until that nigga is inside of me. He got to stick a finger in me or something before I get all wet. You know what I mean?
Well, I,
okay,
I
well, if yours is dick activated, mine is thought activated.
Yours is what?
Mine
thought
is thought
activated.
I ain't got to do nothing but think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't wear panties. No panties for me. As less as possible.
Really?
For me, only if I'm wearing a dress. That's the only time that will occur.
Stop. You gonna put the panties on with a dress?
Negative. With a dress, no panties.
Oh.
Any other time,
panties. You just
I'm wearing panties
you
with my dress.
I have encountered a man who really would rather have me or see me all the time in jeans and gym shoes rather than a dress or a skirt or anything like that. And I asked him, like, what's it? Because, like, he actually questioned me, like, why you got on a dress? And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I felt like it. It's hot outside, whatever the case. And I asked him, I was like, well, shit, are you actually saying that you'd be more content to see me in, you know, jeans and gym shoes all the time? And they're like, yeah, and shorts. So there are some people out there, you know, and I don't know if it's an insecurity thing where they feel like it's easy access. I feel like maybe it's easy access to you because you who I'm fucking, but, you know, if you think people just walk up to me and start touching on me, what the hell, you know, who did you date before? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Well, I, for one, wear panties 365 days. That's all I'm saying. It just feels unnatural to me. And I first encountered it as a child with the bodysuit, and my auntie told me you didn't have to wear panties because you had, you know, the little snaps down there. That shit didn't work. And then I tried it again last summer with a sundress, and it just wasn't about the right. I couldn't get right.
Mm-hmm. Just walking down the street leaking.
I mean, well, you got to think about it. I'm already moist. And then you add, you know, your legs close together because you got on a dress and the heat and the humidity. And it just is all bad, damn it. And I don't like to sweat. So, you know, anything that can suck up a little moisture, I'm all with it.
I done had many of occasions where, you know, it was one of them missions and shit. I'ma throw on a dress without nothing on under that bitch. And when I don't know
you're on a mission. You're on a mission.
That is totally different. I ran out the house in a trench coat and some heels. I'm on my way. But you know, I don't mind being wet. I didn't just already ready for you when I hit the dough.
Okay, I've had a situation where I didn't necessarily know what was going to go down, but I wanted it to go down, so I dressed alluringly, you know what I'm saying, so that it would.
I can even agree with that.
Okay, that's acceptable. Well, I don't know. I feel like certain outfits, certain blouses and tops are not made to have on a bra. Certain bottoms are not made to have on underwear. And I think it just all depends on, because you can throw a liner, in anything.
Okay, wait.
You know?
What needs to be said.
Hey, hold on. 1 second.
Sit back and relax.
I'm tired of hearing about fucking panty liners, man.
Well, I wasn't about to say something about like panty liners, but she made the comment of the sizes. I said, you know, some tops don't. She said some tops don't need a bra. Well, some people have big old titties and don't need to wear them shirts that are to be worn without a bra. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, okay. It all goes along with know your body type. I mean, come on. I'm not trying to. You know, I'm not saying.
Well, there was the biggest titties that a nigga ever saw. I said, damn.
Really, though?
I'm not a part of the big, huge, over the boulder, hold the shoulder committee. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like in a freaking, what, like 36 feet or something. I got tiny boobs. So, you know, the top that I wore today was a halter, but it has a liner in it, so I didn't put on a bra because I don't want my bra straps hanging out over a halter. What's the point in putting on a halter if I got to put on a bra? You know what I'm saying? That's just, it's dumb.
Y'all, this is not the conversation I chose to be in, because it's just like that. Y'all not even making this fun.
Where are the cock rings? Can you explain that to me?
Oh,
say it, girl. Say it.
The timer ran out.
Time ran out.
And I am officially on strike.
Say that. Me too.
I couldn't find one to fit.
I bet you couldn't.
Let me go on record to say this. The thought, I was actually open-minded enough, and I see my boy Dragon didn't even get over here to bag me up, old punk ass. But the thought, I mean, that shit just looked like it fucking hurts.
It is going to be so pleasurable when you bust. You don't even understand.
I'm just
it's no tighter than a condom.
That little,
it's,
I'm
saying,
it's no tighter, I promise.
I want you to imagine getting a hand job.
Hold on. You said it's no tighter than a condom,
mm-hmm.
but it goes around. It goes around your nuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the double
okay,
one goes
now,
around your nuts and your
chest. Can I ask you, ladies, this? How in the hell do y'all know? Y'all ain't got no nuts.
I'm just saying it goes around the actual.
You said you do.
It goes around.
Did you just say you do?
I think she said she applied them. She put them on.
Okay. You go into a dominatrix shit. That they of
no,
course that's
no,
how.
No.
Yes, ma'am. May I have another?
Mm-mm. No, see, I try to tell you. I want you to sit and just imagine you getting a hand job. Okay?
Okay.
Imagine getting a hand job. And when you're about to bust, the hand is still constricting. And at the end of the day, the dick head swells. And I'm just saying, when you bust through that constriction, that is exactly what it's going to feel busting through with a cock ring. It's no different. You're just going to feel that shit in your toes, that's all. It's going to come from your toes, and it's just going to do what it do. And I'm telling you, I promise you, you will be like, well, damn, I should have done this shit a long time ago. It sounds like it hurts, and it looks like it's going to hurt or be awkward, but I guarantee you, it will be one of the most pleasurable times that you had in your life. For real.
Oh.
I would like to hear about
Guarantee
that.
You like it.
Experience.
Straight
you
up.
Do that.
Hold on now. Janine, you've been on this show pretty much longer than anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in your own words, do you think I could, I mean, you'd have been around me for a while. Have you ever did one of these ring things on somebody?
Yeah. Yes, I have. Oh, yeah.
Not you, too.
Yes,
you
I
and the, you and the ice age. Welcome to the millennium.
Okay. Shit. Oh, well, call me caveman. Okay, all right, so let me ask you. Okay.
What's the background? Okay.
Cock ring, you put it on. I mean, was it pro or con, as far as you was concerned?
I mean, it's pro, and it's pro for the man too.
Oh Lord.
I mean, all you gotta do is put your little lubricant down there, and it just slide right on them.
From what they describe, it's a heightened sensation when they when you come. So.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You ever got some head and you had your balls kind of like massaged and pulled at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's something kind of sort of like that. It's
See,
something kind of sort of like that.
This is the part where y'all get me with the kind of, sort of, but not really. That's what y'all can get me at.
You know what? Can I just say, I think, okay, because, all right, like the first time I did an ecstasy pill, I had this, you know, persona built up in my mind. And, you know, when I got to it, there was no bang there. So, and I remember you saying, I think it was last week, about the little blue diamonds where you tried it and, you know, there was no thing. I think when you do anything new, when you go into any new experience, try to go into it with a completely open mind. Don't go into it with any expectations. And then that way, you know what I'm saying, you're not disappointed one way or the other.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to send somebody out to get me one because I'm not going in there and buy one. I'm not doing
hey,
that.
I'm a block away from
is that
right
the whole
now.
Issue?
I will pick that shit up for you.
Is
I'm
that
not
the whole issue?
One.
It's just like when you, the first time you ask us to let you go in anal, and we got this whole expectation of all this pain built up in our minds, but once, And it is painful. I'm not going
to
bullshit.
I was getting ready to say, goddamn.
It is painful. But what I'm saying is, if you go into it with a completely open mind and you breathe properly, it's really not
okay. I understand what you're saying. But I'm not finna. Yeah, let me get 2 packs of Juicy Fruit, 6 pack of beer. Let me get one of them cock rings, too. No, I'm not doing that.
What? I'm a block away. I
volunteer to go with you when you go by.
I'm not buying. I don't worry. I'll send somebody to go get me one, but I'm not going.
Well, you can't be.
One.
You won't go. You won't go while it's being purchased.
I mean, what? You gotta. I thought one size fit all.
I don't know. I don't have a dick. I'm saying, will you not be there?
No, they don't. No, it ain't one size fit all.
One size fits most.
So wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute. You gotta go in. Wait a minute. Hold on. You gotta go in there and get size for the motherfucker. You gotta go in there and get size for it.
Well, what I'm saying is, you got all the women here on the show, if they're on the page, have seen the size, so I'm pretty sure they can go in and purchase one that will fit.
Hey,
I'm one block away from them. I will pick one up for you.
Please,
I'll pick one up for you. I got you.
I want to go with him when he go get it. That's what
I'm not. Ain't nobody going with me. I'm going in that motherfucker with a trench coat on, motherfucker hood on. Hey,
looking
hey,
like a
shit. Let me get one of them. That. Right, let me get one of them.
You
don't
want to purchase a HIV test or something. Damn.
I think the thing that would allow me to go buy one. I'm sorry now. Like I said, if I did have to go buy one, I'm telling you, I'm going to the motherfucker and I'm just going to. Hey, I'm going to have my shades on, my hoodie. Hey, look, I probably look like the Unabomber. Hey, let me get one of them. Hey, then you know, it'd be some jackass behind the counter. He wants a cock ring. Really? Really?
Okay.
Can we get a price check on cock ring?
Right. Price check on cock ring, please. Price check on cock ring. Excuse me. What is your name? We're going to need your email address. Bitch, just give me the goddamn ring.
I don't know. As a woman, okay, Miss Tim, okay. I think it would be kind of one of those things where it's, okay, kind of like when they always chase that sensation. You know what I mean? I think it would be kind of one of those things where, okay, it kind of spoils it for them because if they don't have it on, it's not going to be the same thrill for them. So I wouldn't even want to introduce them to it. Because
okay.
I
know. Okay, hold on. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do this. Okay. Okay. Janine, Butter, Rick Stone, Miss Pimp, Delightful. We're going to start one at a time. Now, who all didn't use these cock rings? Everybody used one, right?
No.
Yes.
Liquor store.
Okay. Okay, so you have it. Delightful, have you?
I have.
Okay. All right, now, Janine, I'm going to start with you. The whole moment, scale from 1 to 10, what did you give having a cock ring? What did you give? Scale 1 to 10. 1's garbage, 10's great.
I mean, you mean from my perspective, not from
the
man's
perspective? Yeah, from your perspective.
I mean, I give it a 5-6.
5-6. Okay. And 5-6, that's average. I mean, okay, well then, yeah, let me ask. What did he say? Did he enjoy it?
Yeah, he enjoyed it. Like I said, but
okay.
I can't say how it felt for him. You know,
right,
I don't know what he told me, but so I don't know exactly how it made him feel. But you know, it how you know if it was different from usual, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, he said he liked it. That's all I know.
Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. The Delightful. Scale 1 to 10.
7.
7. Okay, what do you think that if he was on here, what do you think that he would say?
He would say that it prolonged the restriction in it made him prolonged. It intensified the relief. And in my opinion, I don't know about his, but in my opinion, it was supercharged heart. I don't know. A good word to say. I mean, it was some irregular hardness going on.
Right.
Okay, so he, it's safe to say that he enjoyed it.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
He wore it again, right, so, you know.
Okay. All right, Pimp. Now, you can just pick one of them. You ain't got to pick the out of the 17 that you done put these rings on.
Shut your eye hole. I'm going to have to say this. I would say a 9. And I'll tell you why I say that. Yeah.
Please do.
Because with me comes some additives and preservatives. What I mean by that is I introduced him and took him to another level. What I mean by that is I introduced him to some pleasure as well as pain. I took him to his height, where as far as I wanted to take him that day, you know. So with the ring, of course, you probably, like, strapped up and, you know, got some clamps here and there, you know what I mean? So it was a 9. You know, toes was throwing up gang signs. It was great.
Okay, wait a minute. These clamps now. I'm scared of the clamps.
Well,
now,
I am.
Hold on.
But I'm. Oh, my bad. Go ahead. Continue on.
Hold on before we go out, Butter. You said you did it too.
Yes, I have. 1 to 10. Honestly. 1 to 10, I would say the same, about a 5 or 6. And my experience wasn't that awesome, so, you know, it was just average.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nah. So he didn't enjoy it. It's safe to say
I believe that, honestly, I believe that he has to wear it on, you know what I'm saying, just to get it up, honestly.
Damn.
To make him stay home, like, no.
And see, that's what I would be afraid of. It would be kind of like chasing that high, like, you know what I mean? Like, that was the best shit I ever had. So what if one night I want to experience you without it and you can't get up without it? You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's
right.
Like cheating. I feel like it's a cheating thing. That's kind of like you popping a blue diamond or me popping an X, and we both chasing that thrill that we can't get without it. And I don't want to be addicted to you having on a cock ring every time we have sex. I want to be addicted to your natural dick. You know what I'm saying? Your natural hard on, your natural nut, your natural cum. I don't want to be addicted to something that is kind of, in my mind, artificial.
So you couldn't. So what if that was the case, though? That, I mean, that was a permanent fixture.
Well, then more than likely, I'm going to strike. I'm going to strike because I'm going to want a dick that's hard, rock hard for me.
Oh, okay.
Without extra.
See, I was going to let that one slide. But what if he was an accident or something? And, I mean, because that's what he got to do now.
Okay, now, if I came into it knowing that that was a tool that you needed to achieve a hard-on, and I made that decision to still be with you sexually.
No. I'm saying, what if he didn't need one in the beginning, but he got in an accident and...
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm probably not going to get emotionally attached to another motherfucker, but I'm going to find me a nice hard dick that's hard for me.
Okay, all right. Now, the
that's
life
honest.
You said, the life of you was saying something about the clamps.
Yeah, I got some. I bought some, but I'm scared to you know, attach them to my nipples. I'm scared.
Okay, but which ones
just,
do you have?
Just
are they rubber tips?
Just
no,
Nike.
They're metal.
Okay. I'm going to tell you like this. Go with the rubber tip ones first. See, there's levels to this shit. You don't want to go with, like, high intensity. You don't want to do that because you may not... First, start kneading your nipples. Start kneading them bad boys. You know what I'm saying? And so,
okay.
You know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What did you say? What did you say to do to the nipples?
You need
kneading
them. Up,
you know.
You know.
Like
pressing them,
rubbing
them
with your fingers, like preparing like to breastfeed or some shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So isn't that same feeling?
Huh?
Is it comparable?
You know what? Go find a clothespin. And put it on your face.
Are the nipples not supposed to be erect before you clamp them, or are they supposed to be erect when you clamp them?
I would say erect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let me ask you, for a person that has nipple rings, is this something that they can do or should stay away from, or will it have no effect whatsoever, in your opinion?
That if you have a nipple ring, to put those on?
Mm-hmm.
Can you restart the
I think my daughter can best answer that, cause she wears both of them.
Is she around?
Yeah, she is.
Put on.
Call her up. All right, I'll call her. Hold on.
Oh, she's telling me to call her. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, duh.
Well, I didn't think she would just want to broadcast her daughter's number right across the show.
That's true.
Well, can't you go into a private room?
Can you go into a private room?
Let her call.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I got pushed in a private room.
That's because you wanted to hang out with Big Mike.
I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to prove a point that I've yet to prove.
Jordan?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to tell you that you are on Sin City Radio, okay? There's like probably a million people listening. But
hi, daughter.
We're talking about, you know, rings and daggone strap. We're just talking about those types of things, and I was telling them that your nipples pierce and you wear the clamps and all that shit too. And we were talking about intensity and all that. So can you shed some light? Because my nipples ain't pierced. Yours are.
Damn, y'all must be close.
Yeah, that's my baby.
Okay, can, before she asks the question, you are over 21, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, there you go. Come on.
I'm over 31.
Talk to me then, baby.
Okay.
I just want to make sure. I mean, she said daughter. Go ahead, baby.
Well,
go ahead.
I love him. I mean, I've had it done twice.
Damn.
It's a good ass feeling. But I'm into stuff like that. I'm in the pain and feel too. So I guess it depends on the person.
My
but
mama,
my
daughter, huh?
Yeah, man.
Well, all right now.
So do you do recommend that? Hey, if you got the nipple ring, get the clamps too. Fuck it, ain't no sense of half ass.
Yeah, you can get the clamps, get the chains. Like I like the chains that go across my bar, so up and down. So yeah.
The what? Wait a minute now.
That gotta be a hell of a sight when a motherfucker boy when you come out them clothes. Have you ever just surprised a dude with those? Just like just came out with them with the little chain across the across your chest.
Oh yeah.
I gotta know. What did he say? What was the first thing he said other than goddamn?
He got a mouthful. He didn't have anything to say. He was just hungry. Well,
that is definitely your child.
Right.
Yeah.
I must be cursed. Sound like she's giving him a mouthful right now. Be quiet, nigga. Just go and take it.
Mm. Okay. It really works when you got somebody that know their way around the nice size breast, know how to work that tongue.
Can I ask a question? I mean, and if I'm getting too personal, just, you know, I'm not trying to be. Well, yeah, I am, but you ain't got to ask. What size are you?
What size are my breasts?
Yes.
I'm a 38, dude.
Oh.
So I'm a nice size. I'm not real big, and I'm not real small.
Okay. And then you
like
come with the motherfucker.
I can't do mine because my shits would drag the damn floor, pick up lint.
Man.
Well, damn.
Straight up.
Yeah, not that fucking damn. You know what?
Man, uh-uh. I'm done.
Can't do that one.
She act like she got to pick them bitches up and throw them over her shoulder. They ain't that damn.
I do. Hey. It be like that.
So,
I
know how you feel.
I do.
Okay, so now.
Well, I don't know. I got smaller boobs, but I got nipple piercings too. But I'm one of them people where I probably try almost anything once. So I would try it, you know, and then I would go from there after, you know what I'm saying, after I did it once, maybe twice, to determine whether or not I liked it. Or it was something I could do all the time. Or, you know, frequently.
Miss Pimp, I gotta tell you. I mean, your daughter, that's something spectacular right there.
I mean,
that's funny that you say that because actually I am.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours. damn, I mean, cause I'm just trying. I don't know how you look, nothing, sweetheart, but I'm just trying to envision some 38s with a chain on them motherfuckers. Like,
I think that's sexy. I personally think that's sexy.
Oh, can I ask daughter a question? Okay, when you put on the clamps with the nipple rings. Are you attaching the clamp to the ring or to your nipple?
It depends. I've done both.
It depends on what?
It depends. I've done both.
Oh, okay. So which one was a greater thrill? Which one was it?
The one on the actual nipple, because when it's just hanging from the actual.
Hey, you got a pocket. You got a pocket card.
Something to weigh it, you're really
you most certainly do. Sorry. Thank you. Sometimes, today, yes.
Security.
Hey.
Sorry,
hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
Hello, mother.
Pocket card.
Mother.
Y'all on the radio show? You hollering park the car?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, mother. Need the phone.
She's securing that shit.
I'm trying to hear about. I'm trying to hear about the damn nipples, and she talking about pocket. Really? Come on, Bill. Now back to the nipples. What was you saying again, baby?
It's, you know, if you really want to feel the most sensation, it's best to put it on the actual nipple, because unless the plant has a weight to it, you're not going to feel anything.
Right, because I can only imagine with it being clamped to the ring, it's like you're just pulling on the outside, and that might hurt a little.
Little Miss Pimp. You have heard about SinCityRadioShow.com, right?
Oh, of course. Oh, you talking about my daughter?
I said Little Miss Pimp, not Big Miss Pimp. What's your name? I don't want to call you Little Miss Pimp. What's your name?
You can call me Black, but actually I have. I've been on here a few times. I've listened in.
You need to join the website.
Okay.
I'm just saying, man. Okay, so now, with that being said, all right, now I'm going to start, okay. Now, Delightful, you was kind of inquiring about it. With them saying what they done said, you willing to go do it?
I mean, I bought them. I'm going to try them eventually.
She say eventually. Okay.
I mean, I got to have the right... You know, there's got to be the right time, right moment, right person. You know, you can't try with everybody. Everybody ain't going to give me that thrill.
Okay.
That is so good.
All right, Janine, what about you? You willing to try the clamps and the piercings?
I've never had a piercing. I just don't know about that. I've did clamps before.
What am I talking about? Did I just ask her? Did she do something? God, that, smack yourself, pretty Tony. God, I forgot. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I mean, but you never. I mean, did you ever? Have you ever thought about doing the piercing?
I thought about it, but I don't know. I just so my nipples already stick out of my shirt, and that's with a bra on.
Damn.
Well,
I'm jealous. That's what I'm
talking about.
So I can just imagine with having some rings on. They'd be like, "What the fuck?"
You know what?
You do know I can never have a conversation
funny
with you.
That is funny.
I can never have an eye conversation with you. I just can't. I'm sorry. My eyes are up here. Yeah, I know. Are they hard? Oh, okay.
My nipples are constantly hard. They just stick out my shirt, and I know they be at work like this, bitch. I don't have to do nothing to them. So, you know, I pull my nipples, and I put clamps on. I did all of that. So, you know, I like pain and stuff, so.
But when you go to Christmas party, Thomas, keep your eyes straight. Don't even look over there at her.
I can't deal.
I don't know. I have thought about it, though. I'm still, I'm undecided.
Well, look here.
Was anybody pierced down there? Since I done went all the way to the piercings.
Mm-mm.
Has what? Is anybody pierced down there?
I'm not pierced down there, but I have a friend who has 6 steel rods in his penis.
Oh, wow. What? Okay.
Oh, that's
yes, like hard. The like you know how you have the bars, and then they have little balls
mm-hmm.
on each side? Yes,
mm-hmm.
he has 6 or 7 of them on there.
6. Oh, goodness.
Exactly.
I want to see a picture of that. Can we ask the friend for a picture?
I can ask him if he was someone.
I want to know from a woman that he's been intimate with how that feels going inside of her. That's what I want to know.
Shit, just ask her.
That's who I want to talk to.
Well, didn't you just hear me say ask her?
Oh, okay, so Butter.
We did hear
me say,
hold on. Y'all really think Butter let this motherfucker walk away without trying that? Come on. Really?
I didn't want to assume.
Baby. Let me explain to you.
Yes,
that was the
so
most.
Good.
That was the most orgasmic situation I have ever been in my whole entire life.
Hmm.
I mean, I was tired of squirting after a while, you know.
Wrap some aluminum foil around that motherfucker. I ain't shit getting pierced.
That's
you
might somebody talking
some
to
foil.
I mean, it's amazing, but you know, I've experienced. I had a man tattoo his penis with my name on it, so. I don't know.
Silly
okay.
rabbit.
On that note, it's time for us. I could imagine another chick sucking his dick. What the fuck is that? You motherfucker. Keep my name
right.
out your mouth, bitch. Keep my name
right.
out your mouth,
you
bitch.
You know what he say? You know what he tell her? He know what he tell her. He tell her this dick like butter, baby. He
ain't it?
Ah, shit.
With the slickness, yes.
All right, y'all. We got to get the hell out of here. Y'all motherfuckers been went retarded on me. All right.
You wasn't ready for that, huh?
No, and I'm still not ready for them rods. All right, buddy. You got any last words for us?
Well, I can't wait till tomorrow and hope everything calms down tonight and everybody has a smile on their face when they go to sleep. So have a good night.
That's what's up. Miss Pam, any last words?
Yeah, man. I love y'all. Y'all are crazy. Y'all make my day. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm getting some Chronicles.
Oh, yeah. You know what? As a matter of fact, we will. We're going to play Janine's Chronicle tomorrow.
All right. I'm in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Since she brought it up, I was just going to surprise you with it, but fuck it. I'll give you a day to get ready. All right. Look, so you got your last words.
Yes, I enjoyed you all. I apologize if I offended anyone. That was not my intent. But it was a good show, and I always enjoy y'all.
That's what's up. Delightful. Any last words?
Good night. Enjoy it myself. Until tomorrow.
That's real sad, man. All right, Janine, you got anything to say about your Chronicle we're going to be airing tomorrow?
I don't even remember what I did that Chronicle on.
Don't worry. You will tomorrow.
And who it was on. But I will hear it tomorrow, I guess. But I enjoyed myself. When's Father Time? Come back, Father Time. Come back. Y'all have a good night.
All right. So, Big Dog, you ain't last words before we get out of here.
Yeah, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. Peace, love, and air grease. God bless. Good night.
All right, y'all. We out. SimCityRadioShow.com. Peace.